This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of three new releases that each add something to the tradition of the black pop ballad.
I remember the first time I danced with you, baby. It was a slow song. The lights were so low.
Pop trends come and go, but ballads by rhythm and blues artists remain alluring. Singers like Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and Michael Jackson are veteran stars who keep their careers healthy with regular doses of romantic balladry. About 10 years ago, another generation of black balladeers came along. Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, James Ingram, Peebo Bryson, and groups like The Whispers and Shalimar. They all made music that was a gathering of contradictions, macho and pretty, passionate and silly, subtle and overstated. Good new pop ballads seem to come along with gratifying regularity, and the latest batch is firmly grounded in the tradition. For example, Howard Hewitt, a former singer with Shalimar, has just released his second solo album, Forever and Ever.
I'm trying to recall how it feels to be in a normal state of mind. Time has a game that it plays. With memories and hopes and dreams of our love. Can't take it, can't let it slip away. I give all I got, all I can, just to make you stay.
Howard Hewitt and Strange Relationship. Hewitt's voice isn't an especially expressive instrument. I think the most interesting thing about that particular performance, in fact, is that he sounds uncannily like Gladys Knight. But its very lack of distinction works in that song's favor, since its point is to articulate the hemming and hawing, the lurching ambivalence of a love affair you're not quite committed to. Even rap music groups are getting into the ballad act these days, staking a claim to this genre as an influence and an ongoing inspiration. The new album by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, called On the Strength, is a solid collection of terse rap songs with one clear exception, a ballad called Fly Girl. At the risk of sounding like Steve Allen translating Little Richard lyrics, I'll quickly say that Fly Girl is a street expression for a desirable young woman. Grandmaster Flash and his group employ a veteran vocal act, Ray Goodman and Brown, as well as a singer from the Force MDs, Jesse Daniels, to harmonize on this ballad. The music is placed within the harsher, less sentimental context of rap.
Women in California to the shores of Maine. Fly girls love diamonds and pearls.
Drinking in the champagne, mink coat, have a midnight swoon. Candlelight dinner, maybe on the beach or hot afternoon.
Like to play out and stay out, go way out or lay out on the floor of the shore. Spend the whole day out.
Spend some time with the honey. Most of all, they like to spend money. Cold cash.
Mean green currency that rule a big bank and a strong man is the only thing.
You try to fool her, you might lose her.
The best you could do is school her.
Give her fine wine, make love to her mind.
Don't keep her hanging on the line, hope you have a good time.
Caviar for a star, buy a brand new car.
And let her know what kind of man you are.
Cause she's a fly.
The best new ballad around these days is from the oldest artist under discussion here, John Whitehead. I don't mean to make him sound like a doddering old coot, he's only in his late 40s, but his career recapitulates one slice of pop history. Working with his songwriting partner Gene McFadden, Whitehead wrote and produced lots of hits for various vocal groups on the Philadelphia International Records label in the 70s. As that decade came to an end, McFadden and Whitehead scored their own big hit called Ain't No Stoppin' Us Now. John Whitehead has a new album out called I Need Money Bad, and I think the title song is pretty wonderful.
Get a job. You're a menace to society.
Ooh. Oh, said I need it. Oh, well. Suddenly. I'm at the end of my rope. Times have gotten so bad. I'm finding it hard to cope. knocking at my door. It's a crying shame, but I just can't pay him anymore. I don't know how I got in all this debt I'm in. Oh, but I need money back.
What's most obvious in that song is the way Whitehead uses money, so to speak. It operates in the song as a metaphor for romance. I need love bad is the clear message in the chorus. But the song also contradicts the prevailing image of rhythm and blues balladeers these days, which is the expensively dressed love man, the black urban professional who is able to ignore a dicey economy. John Whitehead is following a grand tradition when he brings up mundane matters in a pop context. Just think back to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' first hit, Got a Job. But Whitehead is extending that tradition in a fresh and, in the context of the times, rather daring way.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. The albums he reviewed were Forever and Ever by Howard Hewitt, On the Strength by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and I Need Money Bad by John Whitehead.
I've just got to find a way. All these bills I've got to pay. I gotta get out this mess. I still got a bill with the IRS.
Oh. You're listening to Fresh Air.